little cold on the ranch again today with a lot of snow, but that's all right.
What do you do on days when it's absolutely freezing?
Like,
are you bundled in the house or are you getting outside? Because you got some work to do out there, don't you?
Oh, God, no. We're probably, when we were just went through this vortex, we were probably outside 5.5-6 hours a day dealing with animals, and water is freezing up, and cattle and horses and all that stuff. Yep.
I thought when you got into music, you didn't have to do that stuff anymore.
No, that's what I love to do. I love doing that stuff. It's a little cold. I mean, your nose and your cheeks kind of disappear, but the rest of me was all bundled up with fur and everything else I had on me, so that was good.
But you're a tough, rugged Albertan. You can deal with that stuff.
Hey, you got to do it. The animals come first, so.
Love that. What sort of animals have you got?
We run a Longhorn Angus herd, and we do it all with horses, so. We keep, at any one time, minimum 4 horses, upwards of 6, and then keep the herd as well. It's because of the cost of hay this year, it was just astronomical, so we sold quite a bit of the herd, but we keep a small little herd. So
let's talk music, shall we? It's got to be exciting to get back out there.
It is. Anytime you get to play, it's a good day. You know, we toured really hard last year. We kind of have to do things a little bit different this year just because inflation is insane. So we're trying to figure out ways to get out there, but not have such a crazy overhead. So on this particular tour, really excited because I get to do what I did when I cut my teeth growing up, playing music, which is me with a guitar.
And back to your roots too, doing some of those smaller venues, smaller shows.
Oh yeah, I kind of miss that, to be honest. It's something that every artist, if that's how you cut your teeth, if that's how you grew up in the industry way back in 1989-90 when I started.
Hey, I remember introducing you at Cowboys in Edmonton when you were opening for Chris Ledoux.
Oh, that was fond memories. I miss Chris.
That was a long time. We look great,
though.
That was
a long time ago. Yeah, yeah, I haven't aged. Yeah,
neither have I. We look so good.
Oh, man, yeah.
Now, because your fans are going to want to know, have you got some new music coming?
Well, we have the record that goes with the book, My Country, and that was all kind of, well, to be honest, it's really where I started. It's really kind of cowboy/folk. Music where I, you know, songs that I wanted to write that mean a lot to me on that record is a song called Keep the Herd in Front of Me. That's the first song I ever wrote from the back of my horse. And co-wrote that with a buddy of mine, Kenny Hess. And
oh my gosh, there's a name I haven't heard in years. Yeah. How's Kenny doing?
He's doing great, and he still writes. Oh my gosh, that guy. He writes and plays.
He's a beauty. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we used to hang out with him way back in the day, back in those early days talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Kenny, he's a true Canadian icon that doesn't play much in Canada, but he's still writing quite a bit and just a treasure of a guy.
If you're going to tell me that Rick Tippy's hanging around the house too, I'm going to just fall over right now.
Oh, I don't know where Rick's at. Gosh, that's so long ago. Last time I saw Rick had to be almost 30 years ago, 25 probably.
So you've got, a bunch of big shows coming, but it's Rimby on the 16th of February, Fort Mac on the 17th, the 18th in GP, 23rd in Edmonton, and the 24th in Hinton. Those are the shows that we can cover. Will you be playing any new music on the tour, or is it just all the hits?
Yeah, you'll hear some new stuff from that new record. A lot of stories of some of the older songs that people, I still get it today where people come up and they're like, we had no idea that was your song. And so I get to play those songs the way they were written, which is a lot of fun for me. And to me, to be honest, when I do these types of shows, it's kind of how I like to see an artist. When very, very seldom do I get to take my wife to a concert, but when I do, these are the type of concerts I go to because you get to hear all those stories that go with the song.
I could be wrong, but I find in these smaller shows, people are more interested in the show rather than holding their phone up so they can capture a moment on video.
Yeah. Times have changed since I started 35 years ago. Yeah.
There was no phones, and there was just a lighter.
No, there was lots of lighters, and if you wanted to use a phone, you had to go out and use a payphone, which is usually outside of the venue.
And it was usually a phone you never wanted to touch because of...
Oh, man. I remember we played in northern Manitoba up in Thompson and trying to go outside to call my wife, and the payphone was so cold that it wouldn't work. It was just frozen solid. You couldn't even press a button. It was hilarious.
Can you imagine explaining that story to an American country singer? They'd be like, what are you talking about? What?
I've met a few, trust me.
One last question. Battle of Alberta Saturday night. Are you singing the anthem? Or?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, and that's got to be a joy to be able to be out there during those.
Oh, it is, man. I mean, not too many provinces get to celebrate having two NHL teams. So for me, it's pretty exciting. And this is my 10th season as the anthem singer for the Flames. So
no kidding. Wow.
It's been an incredible honor and an incredible journey to be with the Flames for this long.
We're province-wide, so I have to stay neutral.
I bet you do. But that would make sense. You and little Brett Kissel. Everton fans. I can't, you know, not everybody's perfect. That's all I can say.
There you go. George, thank you so much for taking just a couple of minutes to chat. Thanks, I really, really appreciate it. And we'll see you in February.
Sounds great, buddy. Take care.